ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And yes, it is such a day that we are looking forward to, because just 2 days from now, we are going to have the celebration of Guru Purnima, and the excitement in Prashanthi Nilayam, excitement all around the globe, everywhere where people connect to Prashanthi Nilayam, connect to Bhagwan on this auspicious day, where you offer your gratitude to Bhagwan on this sacred day for what Bhagwan has done to you, the way he has touched your life, the way you have become what you have become because of his presence in your life. And Guru Purnima has always been a very, very special occasion. Right from the 50s, this has been celebrated in Prashanthi Nilayam. In fact, one of the major festivals in the Holy Hamlet. Of course, this year and the previous year, we did not have the celebration like we used to have every year, with the students not being there, the Sai Kulwant Hall not reverberating with the mass chanting and the fresh faces of so many students. But nevertheless, the fervor and the excitement for this event is still there. And just like when Bhagwan was there, you looked forward to every Guru Purnima for a major announcement. Bhagwan always filled you with lovely surprises on Guru Purnima day. Right from the Guru Purnima of 1963, when he declared that he is Shiva Shakti Avatar, every Guru Purnima was very significant. And this was the occasion when all the office bearers of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations assembled at his lotus feet. And there were submissions at Bhagwan's lotus feet of the beautiful activities taken up by the organization, as well as guidance received from Bhagwan about the future course of action. So that continues even now, and every Guru Purnima, Bhagwan has made it very special for us, and this is how it has been even after Bhagwan left his physical form. But even as we look forward to the Guru Purnima celebration in Prashanthi Nilayam, it is just 2 days away, and my mind goes to a particular event of significance that just concluded. This was again an event pan-India, and in fact, pan-international, because so many countries also celebrate this festival. It is one of the glorious celebrations of the connect between the Lord and the devotees. One of the festivals that draws huge gatherings, colossal outpourings of love to see the Lord. One moment which whoever has experienced treasures it in their heart for time immemorial. And that festival just concluded, and that is the grand festival of Rathayatra in Puri on July 12, 2021, we had the Rathayatra of Puri. And we know that on that day, the Lord comes out of the Jagannath Temple, one of the most celebrated shrines of India. And after 10 days, on the 10th day, the Lord returns to his abode. And that is what happened yesterday on the 21st of July 2021, which is called Bahuda Jatra. The first Yatra is called Gundicha Jatra. That's when the Lord goes to his mother's home. And after 10 days of staying there, the Lord returns to his abode. And this whole process, this whole celebration is all about the Lord wanting to see his people, the Lord giving the opportunity for the masses to have the darshan of the Lord. In fact, it reminds me of the car darshan of Bhagwan. You know, even though Bhagwan was that Lord who never wanted you to go to him, he came to you. You sat where you are, but and Bhagwan came, he walked and came near you for darshans every day, morning and evening. Even though when we go to temples, the Lord is there in the shrine and we go to him, but here was the Lord, Bhagwan, who for more than 70 years, you sat where you are and Bhagwan came there. He took your letters, he touched you, he talked to you, he filled you with bliss, he took your chocolates and he spread that joy, he gave you vibhuti. And the most beautiful thing that comes to mind whenever I see the Rathayatra and and people of all sections of society longing to fill their eyes with that darshan of the Lord, I am reminded of how it was when Bhagwan would go out in the car. Because when Swami would go in the streets, you know, every devotee has that opportunity to fill their eyes with a close darshan of the Lord. You know, you can actually have eye-to-eye contact with the Lord. You can actually see Bhagwan up close from the car. And the Rathayatra scenes remind you of that. Even though you have sat in darshans for so many days, but that one moment when Bhagwan came out and he was going in the car and he was standing beside the road and your eyes met his eyes, that was the moment of eternity, isn't it? It is to give us these magical moments that the Lord comes out. And that is what happens every year in Puri, when Lord Jagannath, literally meaning the Lord of the universe, the Lord of the world, comes onto a chariot. He's pulled by the people and he moves little by little, little by little, as the people chant his slogans, sing his glories, and they swing and take him. As he swings, your heart swings in love for him. Those scenes of people yearning to have that one glance of the Lord are moments that you can live with till the end of time. And that is the beautiful blessing that the Lord gives on the Rathayatra festival. The Jagannath Temple celebrates 148 festivals every year, which includes 12 such yatras, 28 upayatras, little yatras, and there are 108 ritualistic festivals. But among all of these, the Rathayatra, which comes in the lunar month of Ashadha, generally in the months of June, July, is one of its kind every year, because that is the time when you see the old and the sick who cannot visit the shrine, people of all castes, people, no matter who you are, you can offer your prayers to the Lord. In fact, the tradition of Rath Yatra goes back to the 10th century. And on the Rath Yatra day, generally, first the Lord's weapon, Sudarshana. Lord Sudarshana is taken, and then is followed the chariot of Subhadra, the Lord's sister, and then Lord Balabhadra. And finally, it is Lord Jagannath who is taken onto his chariot by the devotees. And after the Lord is installed on his chariot, you always have, as the tradition demands, the Maharaja of Puri, the King of Puri, who performs the Chhera Pahara, as they say. It is a ritual where the king dresses himself like a sweeper and he performs the duty of sweeping and cleaning the chariot using a broom. And he sprinkles sandalwood powder and water and cleans the chariot. It's a symbolic gesture now, but this is what the Lord wanted the king to know. This is what the Lord wanted, because the Lord was keen that the king should know that he is just like everyone else. He is a servant of the Lord, just like the sweeper is a servant of the Lord. And the king should never ever have that ego of who he is because of his position. To be dressed in the clothes of a sweeper and perform that task is giving dignity to that task and letting the whole world know that in front of the Lord, everybody is same. And this is a royal duty, a tradition which is followed even now. The Gajapati Maharaja, even till this day, even though there is no monarchy now in the state of Odisha, but the king and his descendants, they continue to do this seva. And this is performed twice on the day when the Rath Yatra begins, when the first day of Rath Yatra, and again on the last day when the deities are brought back to the Jagannath temple. And this distance of about 3 kilometers is what the Lord travels from the Puri Jagannath temple to the Gundicha temple, and the deities are kept there for 9 days. And on the last day, the deities are brought back to the Jagannath temple in what is called the Bahuda Jatra. And for so many devotees, for philosophers, this Rath Yatra always reminds of the deeper significance of what it conveys. In the Kathopanishad, the chariot is symbolically represented. There is a parallel between the chariot and the body. And the whole journey is the journey of life. The body, this sharira, undertakes the jatra, the yatra, journey in every birth to reach the final destination of moksha. The body is the chariot, the soul is the charioteer. The senses are the horses and the mind is the bridle. And all the sensory objects constitute the route for the horses. So the coordination among the soul, the senses and the mind is what is important, and that is what will give us the proximity and the union with the divine. Everything concerning the Lord is always very, very deep. And when we look at the Upanishads, when we look at Vedanta, you get deeper insights of every ritual, every story, every Purana that is there. All these beautiful lessons of life that we really need to learn, that will help us to experience deeper peace and happiness, are there in the form of stories and rituals, but we have to spend that time to understand their inner significance. That way, every activity will awaken us and take us closer to our goal. Every 8 years or sometimes 11 years, sometimes it is 12 or 19 years, you have what is called Navakalevaro, wherein you have the deities of the Puri temple remade. And that is a whole process, how the deities are crafted again. And it is a divinely ordained task which happens completely with divine sanctions and divine permissions and as per the divine injunctions. And it's an elaborate process, and it's one of the most sacred and an activity that catches the attention, the devotional frenzy of the people of Odisha and the devotees of Lord Jagannath all over the world. In fact, this reminds me of something very beautiful that happened many years ago, sometime in the 90s, 1992 to be precise. A little town in the state of Odisha had a Sai Samiti. This place is called Sunabeda. And the devotees of Bhagwan in this Sai Samiti, in their own way, were expressing their love for Bhagwan, and they would do their seva. They have adopted a village. They would do the balvikas, do the study circles and bhajans. But to one devotee, Mr. Chaudhary, a lofty thought once filled his mind. He thought, why don't we make the sacred idols of the Trinity, the idols of Trinity that adored every house in Odisha, the idols of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Mother Subhadra, why don't we make these sacred idols and offer it to Bhagwan in Prashanti Nilayam? And when he expressed this to the brothers and sisters in the little Sai center in a remote corner of the state of Odisha, all of them were excited. All of them thought, wow, can we really do it? Is it possible? But Mr. Chaudhary had the determination, and everyone else joined in and said, yes, let's do it. If it is possible, will Bhagwan take our offering? Let's put our best foot forward. And it is not a small task to, you cannot make the idols of Lord Jagannath with any wood. There are a lot of procedures, a lot of purity in the process of making that is involved, a lot of scriptural directions that you have to follow in the making of this idol. Now, the first task was to locate a neem tree, because generally neem tree would be apt for making the idols of Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra and Subhadra. And what is most important is you have to find a neem tree that is straight. You cannot have a neem tree which has a lot of branches. The stem of this neem tree should be one which just has grown like a pillar, and it generally does not happen. Generally, neem trees, like mango tree, they would have their branches right from the stem. But there are some neem trees where they would just grow straight, and the branches would appear after many feet of just the stem. The branches would appear at the top. And the search started in that entire township looking for the right tree. And after many days of search, interestingly, there was a tree in the house of one of the Sai devotees. In fact, he was one of the people who was searching a neem tree, and he was searching everywhere else, and he had forgotten to see his own garden. And in fact, in his own garden, there was this neem tree, which had grown like a straight pillar for the first 25 feet. Very, very unusual, but it was there. And when they wondered at the uniqueness at which this tree had grown, that's when they realized that, well, it is Bhagwan's will that is taking shape. And so on the auspicious occasion of Sri Rama Navami in 1992, the tree was felled amidst bhajans and Vedic chants. And in that township, there was a very pious person who was a great sculptor, but at the same time, a great devotee of the Lord. Someone who never, ever strayed from the path of goodness. Someone who was known for his nobility. And with a childlike heart, this sculptor would make beautiful images of the various facets of the divine. And when he was asked if he can make the statue of Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra and Mother Subhadra, he readily agreed. And he started his work with all purity. There are a lot of austerities that one follows when you are engaged in such a sacred task. And this sculptor did it with highest levels of purity within and without, with rigorous sadhana. He completed making the idols by September 1992. And now all the idols were brought in a grand procession from his house to the Sai temple of this little town, Sonapeda. And soon a team of 33 Sai devotees now booked their train to travel to Prashant Nilayam, carrying the Trinity to place them at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And in fact, there were so many miracles that happened during the journey. In those days, the last lap of journey to Puttaparthi from Vishakhapatnam, from Secunderabad, had to be done through a meter gauge train. And it was a challenge to fit all these three idols into the bogey of the meter gauge train. But somehow, to their astonishment, the idols were comfortably placed there. And there was just enough space for the idols to come in. And all through the journey, the devotees were singing bhajans and continuously praying to Bhagwan to accept this prasadam. When they reached Dharmavaram, they found to their utter surprise that the waiting hall was spick and span. It's almost like someone had cleaned the place, preparing for the Lord's arrival. There were so many such miracles, and the idols were brought to Prashant Nilayam, and they were placed in a room in the ground floor. And now the devotees started praying to Bhagwan for an audience, for an interview. The first day went by and Swami did not respond to their prayers. They started intensifying their prayers, and 2 days went by, no response from Bhagwan. As the third day began, there was so much of pining in the devotee's heart. After all this effort, if we cannot meet Bhagwan, cannot submit this, then whole effort goes in vain. The 3 days went by, but still there was no communication from Bhagwan. And some of these tests of the Lord can be very, very taxing, but at the same time, they are always very revealing. Some devotees lost patience, and actually they returned back to Sunapeta, but there were 18 devotees who decided to stay on. And on the fourth day, Bhagwan called all these devotees who had decided to stay back. No matter what, we will wait till Bhagwan accepts this effort of ours. And Bhagwan called these devotees on the fourth day, and now there were 18 of them. And in the interview room, for all these devotees, it was a red letter day, the 11th of September 1992. And Bhagwan blessed these devotees. He spoke to so many of them. He heard their prayers. And the devotees presented to Bhagwan their prayer of accepting these idols of the Lord. And later on, Bhagwan called just four of the devotees who were mainly responsible in the making of the idols and in this entire journey taking shape, the principal members of the team, separately only to the Purnachandra auditorium. And there, when these devotees submitted their prayer to Bhagwan, Swami said, "What have you brought?" And these devotees said, "Swami, we have brought Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, and Mother Subhadra, Swami." Swami said, "You have brought Jagannath? No. Have you brought Jagannath? You have brought only idols," Swami said. "You have brought only idols." And then with a beautiful, benign smile, Swami pointed to himself and Swami said, "Jagannath is here." That was the declaration of Bhagwan. Jagannath is here. In fact, when the devotees, those four devotees, when they heard that from Bhagwan's mouth, you know, there was this thrill that went down their spine. Bhagwan is telling, "Jagannath is here. What you have brought is only idol. And you know that he is the one who is the ruler of the universe, who so compassionately donned a human frame so that we can touch him, feel him, experience him, love him to our heart's content. And he is the one who gives us these ideas. He is the one who makes everything happen. And he is the one who in the end fills us with the joy." And Bhagwan then accepted these idols from the devotees. Imagine, very, very normal people, very ordinary people from a remote town, the state of Odisha. No one even would know this little town. They get this noble thought, "We will make the idols of Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra," and go about it with so much of purity and determination. They come to Prashantanilayam. Bhagwan gives them audience. Bhagwan accepts them. In fact, even till this day, these idols are permanently placed in the Sanatana Samskriti Museum, which is the museum which has this beautiful structure of the three gopurams. You can never miss this museum from far. Even now, you can have the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Balabhadra and Subhadra, the Trinity, who are gloriously installed in Prashantanilayam. The journey that every devotee went through and the final culmination where Bhagwan says, "Jagannath is here," and the blessings that he showered is the glory that any devotee who has worked for the Lord with purity has experienced. And the stories of the devotees of Lord Jagannath are innumerable. Let me fill you with the joy of celebrating the Ratha Yatra of Lord Jagannath.
सुनहरा दिन है प्रभु का, आज सुनहरा दिन है प्रभु का, लीला करेंगे नाथ मेरे, लीला करेंगे नाथ कलयुग में, लीला करेंगे जगतपति जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ। जगत में नीला चल क्यों, अपनी कलेवर चूम लिया नारायण नारायण। सारे जगत में नीला चल क्यों, अपनी कलेवर चूम लिया, अपनी मूरत अपने हाथ में, अपनी ही मूरत अपने हाथ में। कैसा अनुपम रूप लिया रे, कैसा अनुपम रूप लिया, हे चक्र नयन ये कैसा जन्म, भाई बहन के साथ हे नारायण, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ। करे स्वागत करे अपरंपार, जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ। सागर लहर में स्वागत करे अपरंपार, मेघ गरज कर जय जय करते, मेघ गरज कर जय जय करते। जय नारायण जगन्नाथ, जय नारायण जगन्नाथ, वही ब्रह्म घट नए शरीर में, बदला प्रभु के साथ हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ। नारायण 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 नारायण, जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ, हे जगन्नाथ,
So that is a beautiful song that was presented in the Sai Kulwant Hall by the devotees from Odisha. It was a drama entitled Nabo Kalevaro done many years ago. Nabo Kalevaro, as I told you, is the time when the Lord is remade. It's a new embodiment of the Lord. Every year the chariot of the Lord is made new, but the deities are made once in 8 or 11 or 12 years as per the scriptural traditions. And it is really a very, very exciting time for all the devotees. Every Rathayatra is a day that every devotee in Odisha looks forward to. People save their earnings, people save their resources just to be there. If you can touch the rope of the chariot, you would always feel so blessed. I mean, that is how every Rathayatra has been. And I told you how Bhagwan so beautifully revealed to these innocent devotees from the state of Odisha that Jagannath is here. And that is the reason why you find so many devotees praying to Bhagwan as Lord Sai Jagannath. And we have beautiful bhajans which adore Bhagwan as Sai Jagannath. And when you look at the devotees of Lord Jagannath, when you look at the devotees of Lord Sainath, you are lost at the beautiful confluence of how the Lord responds. There is this lovely story of one devotee by name Manohar Das. Now this devotee hailed from a village called Sahapur, which is now there in the state of West Bengal. And someone who was very deeply attached to Lord Jagannath. And this devotee said, I want to see once my Lord, coming from a very poor background. He had never seen Lord Jagannath, never been to Puri. And he decided that he will now make this journey. And given that he had no resources, and we are talking about something that happened in the 10th century, he decided to walk the distance to go and see Lord Jagannath in Puri. And that would take him days and weeks on the road to reach Shri Khetra, as it is called. Puri is called Shri Khetra. And so he started on this journey on the road to Puri. And in the course of his long journey, the mind of Manohar Das was all the time lost in the contemplation of the Lord. He could not wait to reach Puri. The pain of the body, the tiredness of the legs never really dispirited him, because the mind was always fixed on the form of the Lord, and that gave all the energy for him to just carry along, keep walking. And he would rest in some village, he would rest wherever there was some space, eat whatever came on the way. And one morning when he woke up, he saw that he was next to a beautiful pond. And this pond had lovely lotuses, lovely red lotuses, flowering, floating on the waters. And the only thought that came to Manohar Das, a thought that would come to every devotee, how beautiful my Lord would look if all these lotuses are offered, and if they are used to decorate my Lord, how blissful will be the form of my Lord when he is adorned with these lovely lotuses. And when that thought filled his mind, he just could not resist himself. He plucked all those lotuses and he tied them in his towel, and he said, I am going to Puri now. I am going to dress up my Lord. I am going to see my Lord who will be in this Padma Bhisha. Padma is lotus. Padma Bhisha. I want to see the lotus form of the Lord when I fill him, adorn him, decorate him with these lotuses, fresh lotuses, red lotuses. And with excitement now, he started his journey. The journey continued, but now his mind was filled with this form of the Lord who is glowing in the lotuses that have been put on him. The lotus garlands and the lotuses on his ears, the lotuses at his feet, the lotuses as his crown, that is what was there on his mind. And he would now walk with added zeal, cannot wait to reach Puri and offer these lotus flowers at the Lord's shrine. And he still had many more kilometers to travel. He still had many more days and nights to spend on the road before he reaches Puri. And by the time he reached Puri, he was so tired. There was a matha which is called Borachhata Matha, which is a shelter house for people who are coming for darshan, and this was there on the eastern side of the mandir. So he went there, and some people, they told him to rest and to freshen up and then go to the temple. And he was very excited. He said, no, I have got something very special for the Lord. I have to give it. So he freshened up there, and now with a lot of joy, he started going to the temple. He went to the door of the temple, and there were those people at the gate, the guards, and they said, no, how can you go inside? He said, no, please allow me to go inside. I've got something very special for the Lord. It's really very fantastic. Like a childlike manner, in that childlike innocence, he said. And those guards said, no, what have you got? He said, no, I've got something very, very special. What is it? He showed his towel where he has tied these lotuses. And, he had forgotten that. He had done that many, many days ago. They said, okay, open. What is that? Why are you so excited about? And then, he opened the towel. And those lotuses were not the lotuses as he had seen. It had just escaped his mind that the lotuses would actually dry. It after so many days and being on the road, the lotuses had become dull and they had dried and they had become actually rotten. They had become pale and black. They were no more fresh. And these guards said, what nonsense are you saying? You want to offer this to the Lord? Ridiculous. What these flowers? They're completely, they have faded and they have become black. You want to offer this to the Lord? Are you out of your mind? And he said, no. You know what? Actually, I wanted to give this. I don't know how these lotuses have become like this. I really wanted to see my Lord with this. They said, no, get lost. The guards did not allow him. The guards actually manhandled him when he was trying to go inside in his enthusiasm and in that shock that he's not able to enter inside. Manohar Das fell on the ground right at that spot and he became unconscious. The tiredness of all these days had taken its toll. Till now, he was carrying along because of that zeal that I'm going to the Lord. I'm going to offer this to my Lord. But when that was rejected, when that was not allowed, he just fell, the body broke, the spirit completely collapsed. And the people of that shelter home, Borachhata Matha, they picked him up and they brought him back in that unconscious stage. And he lay there unconscious. Interestingly, the next morning, guess who comes to that shelter house? the Rajaguru of Puttaparthi, the high priest of the Puri temple, comes to that shelter looking for Manohar Das. He says, "What is it that you have brought for the Lord? What is it that the Lord is pining? The Lord has reprimanded us. The Lord is angry with us. Who are you and what is it that you have brought for the Lord? The Lord is waiting for your gift." So what had happened is that night, the Lord had come in the dream of Gajapati, the Maharaja of Puri. And the Lord said that, "How can you do this to my devotee? What is the point of you doing all these pujas and all these rituals when what I want, you are not giving me? You are denying me what I love the most. You are mistreating the one whom I love the most. What is the point of you doing all these rituals and all these elaborate pujas? I am not interested in this. I am interested in what that person whom you have beaten, whom you have hurt terribly, and who is now recovering in the Bodhachatta Motto. Go there and bring my devotee to me. I want what he has brought for me." And that is the reason why the high priest, on the orders of the king, had come to that shelter home to take Manohar Das with respect to the temple. Now he entered the temple as a VIP. And when he was asked, "What is it that you have brought for the Lord?" And Manohar Das, when he went inside, he opened that knot where he had kept preserved those lotuses which have all gone black. He said, "I had brought lotuses for the Lord." And the high priest says, "Doesn't matter, open whatever it is, the Lord wants that." And when he opened the knot, imagine, what was there was not those dry, pale and black lotuses, the remnants of lotuses. What was there was the lotuses that were there in the mind's eye of Manohar. When Manohar picked these lotuses, how they were, what image he had of the Lord with his lotuses. The lotuses which were as fresh and red and purple and glowing and vibrant, those lotuses were there. Those black, dry lotuses that converted into the lotuses that Manohar wanted to offer to the Lord. And they were exuding divine fragrance. The high priest took these lotuses and decorated the idol of Lord Jagannath, and everyone who was there, they say, it almost seemed like the Lord was smiling. The Lord was just blissful. The Lord was enjoying being adorned with those lotuses of Manohar Das. The Lord, he's always above the superficial. What matters to the Lord is the artificial, what comes from the heart. And in fact, it is to remind every devotee of this lovely lotus tale of Manohar Das and Lord Jagannath, that the Lord is adorned with lotuses, which is called Padma Bhesha. Every year, there is a particular day when the Lord wants to be adorned with lotuses, just so that everyone remembers that what the Lord seeks is not the lotus that grows in the pond outside, but the lotus that blooms in the lake of our heart inside. And this is what matters to the Lord. This is what the Lord longs for. This is what the Lord is yearning. And if you have that kind of love for the Lord, then you need nothing else. The Lord will make you immortal. The Lord will make your love immortal. The Lord will make your whole life a saga of liberation and happiness. And that is what is the beautiful tale of Manohar Das. In fact, lotus is so significant, isn't it? The Lord is always described as the lotus-eyed one, the lotus-faced one, the lotus feet of the Lord, the one with the lotus hands, Padmanabha, whose nabhi, his womb is the lotus. Everything of the Lord is always described as lotus. Kamalanayana Prabhu Kamalapate. That is how the Lord is described. And this is because just like the lotus which is born from the waters, from the pond which has dirt and water and slush, but the water never touches the lotus. The slush never affects the lotus. You place a drop of water on the lotus leaf or the lotus flower and it will just flow down. In fact, scientifically, this is called the lotus effect. Something mysterious about the lotus flower and the lotus leaf. They don't allow anything to stick to them. They are born out of water, but they are always above the water. And Swami says that is how our life should be. We can be in the world, but we should be above the world. And just like the lotus attention is always on the sun, our mind should be constantly focused on the sun, the source of the sun, constantly focused on that source of energy which can never ever dispirit us. That source of energy which will keep us going no matter what. And you look at the story of any devotee of the Lord. There are so many fantastic stories of the devotees of Lord Jagannath. And in fact, you can draw parallels to so many such stories in the life of Lord Sainath. We know how a person, an old lady who was offering groundnuts to Swami, Swami longed and snatched that bag from her. And with relish, he ate those groundnuts. We know how the Lord longed for that betel leaves from an old lady who had nothing else to offer. For generations, in every yuga, when the Lord comes down, it is the same story that repeats, but with different flavors, with different characters, but the feeling is the same. The Lord and His love is the same, and the method to reach the Lord is the same. And the joy of discovering the Lord and being with the Lord and becoming one with the Lord in love. This is the saga. That is the same. And I just gave you a glimpse of one of the devotees of Lord Jagannath, and perhaps in the future episode sometime we can discuss the stories of so many such devotees, and each of these stories, they fill you, at least to me, they fill you with inspiration, hope, courage. They give you that strength and the joy to walk on this path with jubilation. You know that the Lord is with you, and you know that the Lord knows your heart, and you know that the Lord will be there with you no matter what. That is the beautiful journey of every devotee. And the celebration of this is the Ratha Yatra, which just concluded yesterday, July 21st, 2021. This Ratha Yatra of our journey to the Lord continues with this body, with this Ratha. If we can train our senses, if we can train our mind to not go astray and keep that focus and be like that lotus and always look at the Lord for energy, for inspiration. Don't allow anything that is happening in the world to affect us. The Lord will pick us up. And the Lord will joyously adorn Himself with us and make us a part of His story and His glory. Dear listeners, we'll continue this sometime whenever He wills. There are lovely stories of the devotees of Lord Jagannath, and let us fill ourselves with these eternal doses of inspiration and make our lives a celebration of His love. Thank you so much. Sai Ram. As always, you can write to SSS listener at ssmediacenter.org or to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258 if you have any queries or any comments. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.